Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, you can bring up anything you want here. Launching into the second hour of the program, coming up, Johnson is going to talk about how you could invent your own language if you're a cult or something like that. That's the thing that cults do. We'll get into what that means on the way here. It's Ian Johnson and Conan in the studio. I was recapping at the end of the last hour my memory of what happened at the Chris Cantwell bail hearings, what they call detention hearings in federal court, that took place on Thursday, late afternoon, and this morning, which I attended both. But I have to go by memory because I didn't have a pad of paper and a pen with me, so I'm just going to have to wing it here because you're not allowed to bring electronic devices into the court unless you're an attorney or a police officer. Then it's totally fine.
Wait, you couldn't bring a pad of paper and pen?
I could, but I didn't. So I didn't have it. Gotcha. I didn't have it with me.
Because it's old school.
Who has
pen and paper?
Right? I would have had to have gone to the store and, you know, gotten that. But I can sort of recap basically what had occurred. And so, as I was saying, they kind of tried to paint Chris as this meth-addled, psycho, crazy person who shouldn't be allowed on the outside of a jail cell because he's a danger, right? Because if you're in a bail hearing and they want to keep you in jail, they have to prove that you are an imminent threat to society. That you'll either run, you know, try to leave the United States, or that you're an imminent threat. That's what they got to prove. Right. And I don't think they did a particularly good job because, well, I mean, Cantwell doesn't have a whole history of violence, number one.
Yeah, and he's been in the same spot
for years.
For years. He's never let you, after Charlottesville, he came right back.
Came here and didn't do anything for the last few years.
There's also that video of him drawing his gun in Keene to specifically de-escalate a situation.
That's right. And interestingly, they didn't bring that up. The defense didn't bring that up in this particular case. But they did bring up the fact that he is in regular communication with Keene police, which is true. Like, Chris Cantwell has changed how he is about the police. It's one of the things that I thought initially was a good thing, because back before he became a racist, he had this incident with him drawing the gun and defending an innocent girl in the streets who was being attacked by some drunken dude or whatever, and Cantwell had the right to shoot this guy, and he didn't, because the dude was coming
out. It does seem likely, though, that as you increase your communication with the police, you're more likely to become a racist.
You think? Why?
Because police tend to be racists.
Could be.
I'm just making a joke about it because, you know, of how, you know, the statistics in crime and arrests.
Well, here's how we really prove it. We find out if Cantwell can handle dogs. Is he a dog hater now?
Well, he's never kicked Jazzy or anything.
Well, maybe you should watch him when he comes around here and send Jazzy to the other room.
So, anyway, he doesn't have a history of violence. In fact, as you pointed out, he de-escalated a violent situation where he had the right to shoot the dude that was coming at him in that situation in the Keene streets at 4 a.m., where this drunk guy was literally threatening him and coming after him, and he drew his gun and he de-escalated the situation with it, and the police did not arrest him in that case. They didn't charge him with anything. They brought up the Joker thing. Do you guys hear about this Joker thing with Cantwell?
Never heard of this.
Okay,
this,
you know the movie Joker, right?
Oh, that was when it came out. Lots of news around.
Right. So there was all this fear mongering.
The incels coming out.
Yeah. So the fear mongering in the mainstream media about Joker was that it was going to cause these incels or whoever to kill people. There were going to be more theater killings. Remember that guy that shot up a theater in Colorado several years ago
during the Dark Knight.
Right. They thought that this was going to bring it out again. Well, Cantwell went to go see the Joker. But before he went, this was in October of last year in the theaters here in Keene, the Key Road Cinemas. Before he left, he hammered out a post on whatever social media platform he was left on. I think he might have still been on Gab at that time. I don't know. But whatever, maybe it was his Telegram group, whatever it was being monitored by the federal government. And I'm going by memory, but basically it was, I'm going to see Joker, and I have a gun.
And they brought that up. Yes.
Oh, yeah, they brought that up. And what happened? It was actually a federal agent in Seattle, apparently, or somewhere on the West Coast, who was monitoring Cantwell's social media posts. The federal agent calls Keene police.
Oh, my God.
And says, Chris Cantwell has just posted to social media that he's going to the theater with a gun. What's he doing? He's watching the movie. I mean, he wasn't going to do anything. It's a joke. I mean, it's a crass joke, but that's the kind of joke that Chris Cantwell is known for.
Yeah.
And
but the authorities were on high alert during that weekend.
Yeah.
And the following week. Everybody
but it wasn't
was.
A threat, right? Like, he is within his rights as a... He wasn't a felon. Okay, so
yeah,
out of Charlottesville, he's allowed to have guns.
Yeah, but who that carries is going to...
Announce it?
Announce it and announce that they are going to this high alert
Cantwell.
Showing of the Joker. Everyone's talking about
it's
for
classic
weeks.
Cantwell. That post is classic Cantwell, just to say something so offensive. And yet, like, I get the humor in it. It's funny. He's trolling people.
It's definitely trolling.
It's trolling.
I don't know if it's funny.
So
yeah, it's definitely
it's funny because it'll get a reaction.
It did. It probably did.
And oh, did it. So Keene police shows up at the movie theater. They go to the manager. They say, they show him the post. They show the manager on duty the post. They say, somebody's in the theater. They stop the movie. Return the lights on. They walk into the movie theater. Keene police walks into the movie theater. They see Chris. They tell him to come with him. Come with them. He walks outside. You know, probably start the movie after that, but he literally interrupted the movie. The Keene police did nothing. They talked to him for a little bit. They know it's Chris Cantwell. They know who this guy is. He's a known quantity. They know he's not a violent psychopath like they were trying to make him out to be, but yet the prosecution brings this up as more evidence of how much of a nutcase Chris Cantwell is. Now, Chris is crazy in some ways, like because he has crazy racist beliefs and horrible racist beliefs, but he's not crazy in that he's a mass shooter. He's not that kind of person. In fact, the people that he was arguing with on the internet that led to the conversation that led to him being raided and arrested, this group called Bull Patrol, they have a podcast called Bullcast, B-O-W-L, Bull, like a bull haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's what Bull Patrol is. It's a group of racists who are a group of fans, purportedly, of Dylann Roof. Do you remember who that is?
Mm-hmm.
He's a shooter.
Yeah,
he's a mass shooter.
One of his fans called in a couple weeks back.
He's probably one of the Bull Patrol people. So the Bull Patrol people, you know, I don't know how many of them there are.
Is this because the shooter had a stupid bowl cut?
The shooter had a bowl haircut. And these people are purportedly fans of his. They support mass shootings. Even Cantwell, as crazy as some of his posts are, has not gone on the record supporting mass shootings. He's spoken out against using violence like that. So these Bull Patrol people were targeting Cantwell. They were calling his show incessantly and crank calling his show. So even within the white nationalist movement, they have people who hate one another and are constantly at each other's throats, and so that's what was going on here. So Cantwell wanted to find out who these people were that were, you know, harassing him and making threats towards him. And so he was trying to find that out, and that's what led to this conversation. He was talking to one of the Bull Patrol people and said, if you don't give me Vic, who was their supposed leader...
He was threatening white national crazy people? And this is what has gotten him in this situation?
Yeah, yeah. The supposed victim of Cantwell's so-called threat to have sex with the man's wife, that man, is a member of Bull Patrol.
The whole time I thought he was threatening some upstanding citizen.
No.
He's threatening other scumbags.
He's threatening people who are actually more scummy than Cantwell.
It's like hey, feds.
Right.
Just let them go at it. Just let them go at each other.
But that's the thing. The feds wanted to raid his house.
And they need a job. They need to prove their existence.
They wanted to get into his business.
Just let them go at it. Jesus. This has just got dumb.
And, of course, you know, there's also a good chance that the feds are part of the Bull Patrol because they constantly...
Right. They're in every group. Yeah. They're in every group. They're monitoring all of us.
So the guy, the so-called victim, may have actually been a federal agent. Who knows? But anyway, so
I mean, there are a lot of people also that have suggested that Cantwell may be exactly like Hal Turner.
and there's that option.
Right. Hal Turner, that goes back a ways, but he was a white nationalist talk show host
right.
who was actually informing to the feds.
Right.
And Cantwell has admitted to speaking to the feds on multiple
yep.
occasions. That was actually part of his defense, was that he was regularly talking.
The question is, is he getting paid to do it?
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, apparently they're giving him a paid vacation in Stratford County Jail right now.
Oh, okay.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. Does Christopher Cantwell belong in jail for saying mean things?
Mike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we're going to talk about inventing a language. as a cult is want to do with you tonight. It's Ian
and Johnson
and Conan.
And but first, we're talking about the Legal Land cult. They've got their own language, as you were pointing out. I don't know if it was off the air earlier, Conan, but all these Latin terms and these words that look like they're English, but they're not actually English. They're legalese, so they've been completely redefined from their standard English wording or definition. So we're talking about court, specifically the court hearing for Christopher Cantwell, the first one since he was recently arrested by the Federal Bureau of Investigation in his home in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we live. He's a former host here on Free Talk Live, as a matter of fact. We fired him several years ago when he became a racist. Unfortunately, he has only gotten worse in his racism over the years. But I still, even though I don't agree with what he says, I still support his right to say it. And I understand that if we don't stand up for the rights of the most despicable speech, that they're going to come after you eventually.
Cumulative. It builds and builds and builds, and every generation think they can get away with a little more right-taking, taking yep. away of your rights. And before you know it, you're not allowed to stick your tongue at some guy across the street or flick him off or something. Before you know it, that becomes some type of hate speech that lands you in jail or a big, big fat fine, or
right.
gets you fired or gets you kicked out of your school.
We were talking about that in the last hour. Is some young guys in college in Connecticut are like facing actual misdemeanor charges on a law that's been around for more than 100 years. It criminalizes speech. So this is some scary stuff. And you've got to protect the people who say the most offensive things. So I wanted to go to this hearing to see exactly what were they going to argue. They actually ended up arguing that because he uses cryptocurrency, that he's a danger. They used the claim that because he was on secret messaging platforms like Signal and Telegram, and used encrypted email, allegedly, that he was dangerous. He's keeping information from the government, even though he's like talking to the police left and right and like trying to show them that he's not a violent person. He talked to the police in advance of Charlottesville. He wanted the police to be on the scene to keep people from fighting in that case, and the police weren't. The police actually dropped the ball in that particular case. And the fight did break out, and Cantwell allegedly was defending himself in that case. But, of course, he took a guilty plea because he wanted to avoid felony charges. Mm. So that meant that the federal government could say, see, he took a guilty plea. He's clearly a violent person, and he's guilty. That's incontrovertible. He's guilty. So that's one of the problems with taking a guilty plea, of course, is that, you know, it looks bad
on your record. When they got you over a barrel, man, what are you going
to
do?
Well, you should go to LibertyCon either way if you can get down to Washington, D.C., because there's going to be all kinds of great speeches, like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO, will be speaking on conscious capitalism. There'll even be debates. So there's going to be one that's on the topic, Is Government Necessary?, featuring David Friedman, who will take the argument that government is not necessary, while Timothy Sandifer will argue that it is. Another debate will include Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, debating Stephen Pearlstein from the Washington Post. Epstein will be arguing against government intervention, while Pearlstein will be arguing in favor of it. You can go to LibertyCon.com to learn more about this event, April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. And Free Talk Live will be there, by the way, so look forward to seeing you at LibertyCon. It's again April 3rd through the 5th. You'll be able to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purpose of career advancement or business or internship opportunities. And if you want to save $10, use code FTL over at LibertyCon.com, and you'll save $10 on what are already shockingly affordable tickets, like $99. For a three-day-long convention, it's pretty cool. Check it out. LibertyCon.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So, just continuing to recap, the claims they were making was that he was meth-crazed, drug-fueled, crazed violence, because he got in one fight in the last, you know, two decades of his life. It was at the Charlottesville situation in 2017.
Right.
They said, oh, well, he can't be trusted to honor his bail conditions because he violated his bail conditions in Charlottesville.
Was that an actual fight, or were they just spraying mace at each other?
Well, the mace was part of the fight.
So there were actually punches thrown and
there
whatnot?
There were punches thrown in it, yeah, for sure. But he violated his bail conditions. What did he do to violate his bail conditions? Did he go and commit a robbery? Did he go out and, you know, murder somebody, get in a fight? No. He was caught in a Virginia town while he was on bail conditions, drunk. That's all. He was drunk. So he did violate the bail conditions. Mm. Was he a danger to anyone but himself? No, he was not. In fact, he accidentally, like, fell into the road, apparently. There was a claim that he was so drunk he was, like, stumbling into the road and might have gotten hit by a couple of cars, almost. So, if anything, he was a danger to himself in that situation. But, as the defense pointed out, he was put on further bail restrictions as a result of violating that bail, and they put an ankle bracelet on him to monitor his blood alcohol content, and he did not have any further drinks while he was on that bail. So he showed up to all his court hearings. He didn't miss a court hearing, and he only had that one minor bail violation. But they tried to paint this picture of this guy who was going to go out and commit violence, and he's a danger to the community, and, oh, cryptocurrency. And at one point, this Manchester police officer who works with the FBI, who was doing all the testifying, they only had one witness. It was this one guy who was up there for almost 2 hours. He talks about the secret, like, messaging services, Signal, for instance, which is an encrypted messaging service, saying they couldn't break into that, right? And he brings up Telegram, which is purportedly an encrypted messaging service, but it's centralized, and Signal's also centralized. They've got servers there, too. But the officer said that they can't do anything about Telegram because it's not U.S.-based. So they can't issue a subpoena to Telegram because their servers are outside of the United States. So they can't get the information from Telegram.
Right.
So basically this cop admitted on the stand under oath that Telegram's a dead end for investigative purposes unless you can get the phone of the person who was sending the messages.
Hmm.
And they got Chris's phone. And if they can get into that phone, then they can get access to all your messages in that particular case.
Right.
So you got to remember, the human element is always the weakest link when it comes to these encrypted messaging systems. So if one side or the other gives up their info to the feds, then they got everything. So let's see. So cryptocurrency, they were saying, oh, and the guy, the police officer who was testifying about Bitcoin, totally did not know what he was talking
this
about.
This is the Manchester cop?
Manchester cop who works with the FBI. Didn't know what he was talking about. What he was describing was Monero, the secrecy, you know, the privacy
right.
coin. But he was talking about Bitcoin, saying that it was anonymous, that it could hide transactions, and none of that's true about Bitcoin. Chris Cantwell had a Bitcoin address. If you wanted to, you could go and look and see how much money was in it. So Cantwell did not have a lot of money, according to the federal government. They looked at all his bank accounts. And they've done the investigations. He doesn't have a whole lot of money. And so that's pretty much a summary of what happened. They made the argument that he was this drug-addled nutcase who was going to violate his bail conditions and be a danger to the community. The defense made the counter-argument that, no, in point of fact, he actually works with the police regularly. He's has not been involved in any violent incidents before or since the Charlottesville situation. Has shown up for all his court cases. And the judge decided she was going to take it under advisement and issue a written order. So we don't know when that's going to come out, and we don't know what it's going to say. Oh, I should also point out what the defense was willing to accept as far as conditions. We'll tell you that. Coming up here in moments, it's Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street singing the coronavirus blues. The major stock indexes lost more than 2% for the second straight day. The Dow losing 879 points, finishing the day at 2781. David Ragland, IRC Wealth Founder, though, says it's time to just be patient.
Obviously, this is a temporary setback. Longer term, market's going to help us out. We look back December of 2018, great buying opportunity when the market was down 20%. Again, with SARS, the market down 20%. Perfect time to be starting to nibbling.
A federal judge appointed by Barack Obama is criticizing President Trump and other conservatives for their remarks about a jury member in the Roger Stone trial. The president and others are claiming the juror was biased against them and that made the trial unfair. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There's kind of a scary overtone to what happened to Christopher Cantwell during these bail hearings, basically suggesting that because somebody says some things on the Internet that someone else didn't like, that they are a threat to their community. And even though the person is not actually violent in any real significant way, he should be kept in a prison cell, is what the prosecution was arguing.
Correct. They argued, but it was never determined what his fate will
not
be.
Yet.
And so hopefully this judge, you know, puts two and two together and is like, yeah, this guy doesn't have a history of actual physical violence. Right.
He argued.
He's a big talker. He doesn't have any money. He's lived in the same place for half a decade.
That's right.
What do you want me to do?
Well, here's the one of the other interesting things about it. I'll tell you more here in just a moment, but I do want to let you know about Edge Wallet. We were talking about cryptocurrency. You want to get into crypto? You want to get some Bitcoin or Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and other cryptocurrencies? You can hold them all with Edge Wallet. You can also buy, sell, trade, and securely hold those cryptocurrencies. iOS, Android devices, there's an Edge Wallet for you. Just go and download it at your Google or Apple App Store and secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. They've been building crypto apps since 2014. Their website is edge.app. It's edge.app. I used it tonight to buy some Indian food here in town, so I love Edge Wallet. It makes it super easy. It's edge.app, or just go download it from your Google or Apple App Store. So, the bail conditions. We don't know what they're going to be yet, but the government doesn't want any bail conditions. The prosecution, I mean, they said this guy, he's a danger, he's meth crazed, he's, you know, he says mean things, and he got in a fight once within the last 20 years, so therefore he must be kept behind bars pending trial on a trial where he's being alleged to have threatened to rape someone's wife when in point of fact all he said was he was going to have sex with her in front of her children. So it's the entire thing is a complete sham, and it's ridiculous, and it's a total excuse to go after this guy. Now, again, I don't agree with the things that Christopher Cantwell says. He's a racist, but I think he should be free to say those things. However, when the defense got up and they started talking about what the bail conditions could be, because, again, the government prosecutors don't want any bail conditions. They want him to be kept behind bars. The defense was like, we'll take anything.
House arrest.
House arrest, monitoring.
Put a monitor on his ankle.
Not only monitoring, but they also even brought up the idea that he could be banned from social media posting. So just be clear.
Now these are public servants that he has now.
He has public defenders.
Yeah, they're all in the same boat.
Yeah. So the dude did okay as far as like trying to repaint Chris as not a violent person, but he's like ready to sell the farm here. He's ready to give it all away. And says to the judge that, judge, you've got all these conditions you can put on, Chris, and we're willing to accept any of them.
Mm.
And so Chris Cantwell, I mean, that's going to be a hard one for Chris, right? Like, not doing violence, that's easy. Not having guns, well, they already took all his guns, so that's easy enough. Drug testing, fine. You know, that's not the biggest. He's pretty much quit most drugs. He's still a drinker, so he would have some trouble with that, and they admitted that in court. But not posting on the internet for Chris Cantwell, that's going to be the toughest one. He's constantly posting things on his Telegram channels, and, well, he used to be on more social media, but he's been banned. He even got banned from Gab, which is like the alt-right, right-wing social media. But still, he's got his own website, ChristopherCantwell.com, where he posts blog posts, he does podcasts.
That's his livelihood.
That's all he does.
And the livelihood
it makes him.
Yeah, but I don't think he could do anything else. Because,
that's what I'm saying.
Because no one would hire his dumb butt.
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't know what else he would do either, but at the very least he'd be outside the prison cell. So that's why, you know, presumably he's willing to accept that. And I just thought it was sad because here you have a situation where a man said some things that some people didn't like. The federal government used that as an excuse to turn his life upside down, raid his home, take his possessions from him, put him in a prison cell, and now they're talking about, again, the judge hasn't written the order, so we don't know yet. But if this judge says, you cannot speak on these platforms, and possibly on his own website, and they said that they have, like, you know, a system where they could allow him to use only one computer, and that one computer would have some sort of monitoring software as placed there by the Department of Probation. So,
how isn't that a violation of free speech?
That's what I'm talking about.
How can a judge even think
with no conviction
of an order like that?
Yeah, with no conviction
as a bail sentence. Right.
On bail for however long he's going to be on bail, because, you know, trials aren't exactly, like, speedy these days. Although I've heard that it may go to trial as early as March. So I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? They may postpone it. But either way, that's what happened with Christopher Cantwell. Once we get the notice of the bail conditions being actually set by this judge, we will let you know how much of a travesty these things actually are.
I would love to do like a video interview kind of series, you know, like the way they do Man on the Street.
Yeah.
Right? And I'd love to go around to the public and interview people and say, okay, so, we're asking people a question today for, what's your belief about government? Are you aware that there is a article or whatever that you have a right to a speedy trial?
Mm-hmm, sure.
What do you think that means? If you had to guess at how long it would be before you could go to trial at a speedy trial, what do you think a speedy trial is?
Yeah.
And just ask the public, just go around and get what the average is for what the community standard is
and
for
the reality?
A speedy trial.
What's the reality, though, compared to that? Yeah, it's an interesting point. So one more story about what happened in this case, outside of the court. So you guys have been to court before, right? You know, when you go to courthouses, it's all quiet. Everyone's whispering. there's no reason to whisper, but it's like this sort of religious atmosphere
sure.
where you're sitting in pews and, you know, there's a man in a robe.
You got a
and,
pulpit up at the top.
Right. He's sitting higher
it
up.
It is
than,
very religious. You're right. Very, very religious setup.
Absolutely. You got to stand up when he comes in the
you
room.
Gotta, you got to take your hat off.
Yeah. Right.
Or at least you had to. In the past. I don't know what it was like at in Concord. Were people taking their hats off? Or?
I mean, I took my hat off because it was warm, but I normally am not one of the hat protesters, but I do not stand for judges. And so this is my first time not standing for a federal judge because I'd never been in
there
a federal court before.
Win-win.
She totally ignored it, so kudos to the judge for that. Security ignored it as well. In fact, I was... So the first day, this security guy comes up, U.S. Marshals, and he starts... He's a friendly-looking kind of cop, right? Like, he wants to talk. Mm-hmm. And so I started asking him questions because if... he's asking you questions and you're answering them, you're losing.
Right.
So it's important to ask them the questions. So he told us that he was the head of the security for the federal building and blah, blah, blah. And kind of, he's a New Hampshire native. And you know, kind of, we just had a nice conversation with this guy and you know, mostly about him. Today, however, was totally different. Not with the same guy. He didn't show up. Today, I'm sitting outside. Bob is with me, who's the partner of Chris, who's our Friday night co-host. And so we're sitting there just kind of chatting, and I was talking to Bob about how quiet it is in courtrooms or courthouses. We're outside of the courtroom and haven't even unlocked the doors yet at this point. And there's this guy who's sitting across from me, and I recognized him because he was there on Thursday for the first part of the hearing, and I heard him say, I thought I heard him say on Thursday that he was from Keene, but I wasn't on the same side of the courtroom as him at the time, and so I didn't talk to him then.
This is a spectator? Or he's
a spectator.
He works at the... All right, spectator.
He looks like a spectator. He didn't have a phone. He had a notepad. So it suggests that he's a reporter.
Could be a sentinel guy, maybe.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So that's what I said. I said to him, I'm like, you know, just trying to make conversation just... It's so quiet out there, right? Like, just to get people talking and being friendly. I said to him, hey, did you say you were from Keene? And he said, I don't think I said anything about that. And was immediately defensive about where he was from. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm from Keene. My name's Ian. And I stuck my hand out, and he did not stick his hand out to shake my hand.
He knows you.
He said something like, I know who you are. And he was very rude about that, and that was the end of that. And so I was like, whoa, sorry, dude. You know, and that was the end of that conversation. Still not sure who he was, but I'm pretty sure he's media because he was chatting with another girl who I'm pretty sure is with a different media organization there anyway. But then two obviously law enforcement officers in suits walk up. And I had some words for them as well, and I'll share that with you coming up. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want, and still to come, the cult language. Johnson will tell us about that on the way. Plus, the Young Turks Union story from Conan coming up. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You just hop into any one of those. We'll get you on the air here with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
Plus, local.bitcoin.com has launched over the summer, and it is a global trading platform that finally respects your privacy. You've got an option out there where you don't have to show identification to get on the site. So get on over to local.bitcoin.com and buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. Again, no ID requirements to get started over there at local.bitcoin.com. There's not even a place where you could upload ID to the site if you wanted to. Now, that's not to say the individual sellers may or may not require you, but a lot of them don't over at local.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, I had one more story to tell that, you know, again, I was just going off my memory. I think I've done an all right job of recollecting what happened during the Christopher Cantwell bail hearings that took longer to do this bail hearing than most trials I think I've attended. It was 3 hours spread over 2 days, and ultimately the judge didn't even, or the magistrate, the robe-wearing woman, didn't even make a decision at the end of it. She took it under advisement, so we're going to hear about that when it comes out. It may be as soon as the end of the week. I mean, I can't imagine it's going to take much longer, so we'll know soon, I suspect, whether Chris will be getting out of jail. Again, he says some despicable things. I don't agree with his opinions. You know, he's totally changed. How he is. He's not libertarian at all anymore. You know, the old Cantwell, if you knew him or knew of him back in the day when he was a libertarian, that guy's gone. The new Cantwell, this racist one, still has a sense of humor. He still has that sort of crass sense of humor, like the joke about the Joker bringing a gun to going to see Joker. He still will tell offensive jokes, but now his opinions are just so awful and so racist. I mean, I understand why people are willing to kick him to the curb. I get that. But I still think that you have to stand up for the rights of free speech, and that means the rights of people who are going to say ugly things with us. So that's what I support Cantwell's right to say his horrible things. He says I just don't agree with him when he says it. But I'm outside of the courtroom this morning. We're waiting to go in. The doors are locked. I already had an encounter with some rude reporter who was ridiculous, although the AP guy was super cool, and we talked for quite a bit who was there. And
where was he out of?
he works out of Concord. His name's Michael Casey. If you look up Cantwell, all the headlines about him right now that are being carried everywhere, that's his story. So anyway, there's two cops, obvious cops, right? A lot of cops, they got a look to them, right?
Plain clothes?
Plain clothes in this case. But, they got a look. So I say to them as they walk up, I say, hey, you guys with law enforcement? And they said, yeah. I said, well, which agency or whatever? I said something about what are your names or which agency or something, whatever the next logical question is in that case. And then they realized they stepped in. They'd gone too far.
Stepped in a big
they
pile
gave me
of
too much information, and they clammed right up. And they were like, well, we don't have to tell you. Really? You don't have to identify yourselves if you're not undercover? Isn't that a thing where, like, if you ask a cop what their name is, they're supposed to tell you? Like, most of them wear name badges.
Were they spectators, or were they there on the job? Were they there on the clock?
I'm sure they were there on the clock.
Well, then in that case, I would say, yeah, they got to tell you. If you've signaled them out,
That's what I thought. But maybe not. I gave them, a little bit of gruff about it, and they defended. They were like, well, we don't have to tell you anything unless we're interviewing you in an official capacity, or if we're working in an official capacity. So, well, aren't you here in your official capacity? And they said, yes, but we're not interviewing you. So their belief was that they only had to identify themselves if they were going to question you. Well, look, I'm questioning you.
I'm the guy who's paid your bills.
Well, I actually brought up paying taxes, and then he actually batted back. He's like, well, do you pay taxes? And I said, as few as possible. And he says, well, then you don't pay my salary. And it's like, I would never want to pay your salary. And so we were just going back and forth for a few minutes, which, gave us something to do outside of the courthouse. But I just thought it was interesting that, these cops don't believe they have to identify themselves. And I don't know, is that legal on the federal level? Because I know that it's not supposed to be like that on the state level. Law enforcement officers are supposed to identify themselves when asked.
You think these were feds? Or just locals?
Certainly. Almost certainly they were feds. In fact, I'd put money on the fact that they were feds. This place is crawling with feds. In fact, that was another point. At one point in this hearing, for a man who's accused of threatening someone on the internet, which is something that happens every day on the internet, right? Thousands and thousands of times. Things that are much worse than what Christopher Cantwell is alleged to have said on the internet happen on the internet constantly. For one man who was allegedly threatening to have sex with somebody's wife on the internet in front of their kids, there were at least 17 full-time paid bureaucrats milling about doing their bureaucrat things. There were 3 prosecutors, 2 defense attorneys, a bunch of courtroom denizens, like the lady who's the clerk and the lady who's running the video machine and there's a bunch of these people. There's at least 5 or 6 different security agents, U.S. Marshals, court security. There was those 2 cops that were sitting in the audience. I mean, I counted at least 17 people. This must have been at least $10,000 per hour or something, or the entire, this was an expensive hearing to put on for this one guy who said something on Telegram.
But they're putting on a show.
Yeah.
Like I said before, they're proving their existence. This was probably good fun for them. Look at all the good that we did today. Look at all the people we saved. We saved the whole theater. This guy was going to shoot the place up, and we saved that theater from this guy. And if we could keep him off the streets, who knows what other theater we'll save, or what other venue, whatever event that this crazy man, this crazy meth head will go to and blow up.
And he may be crazy, and he has done meth, but he doesn't belong in a jail cell. He's a political prisoner. That's what's happened to Christopher Cantwell. He has turned into a political prisoner because of what the federal government has done to him. And I feel bad for the guy. I mean, I don't like what he has to say.
Yeah. So what's the next step? Let's get off, because we've been talking about Cantwell for 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm done. Well, I've done my recap.
Well, what do we do? I mean, I don't want the guy to rot.
No.
I don't want him to, be one of the homeless guys living behind Hannaford's.
I'm doing what I can. I'm talking about it. I'm trying to bring attention to it. What else can I do?
Or has it gotten to a point where, like I said, no one is going to hire this guy.
He'll have to change his name and move somewhere.
He's going to exactly. I mean, there's no other way for him to pick up the pieces.
Grow out his hair. Grow some facial hair.
To move to another state.
Yeah. Move to the Mariana Islands.
All right, yeah.
All right.
That'll make Mark's day,
right? Hey, Camwell's into crypto. It's a crypto project, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
Moving to crypto frontier out there. So, yeah, that's the story. And what else can we do, Conan? I mean, we can bring attention to this. I mean, because most of the attention brought to Camwell is negative, and deservedly so. And he doesn't have many allies, even within his own movement.
Yep.
You know, Camwell thought when he called me, right, to let me know about this hearing, because he was hoping he was going to get out, and he wanted to ride home, and I was willing to do that for him. But he thought that he was going to have protesters out there. And I'm like, Chris, I mean, I haven't had a chance to say this to him, but, like, dude, you give yourself way too much importance. Just because somebody's on the internet saying they're going to, like, egg you when you get out of the courthouse or whatever it is that they were threatening to do, right, doesn't mean they're actually going to be there.
On a cold morning,
yeah,
on a cold Tuesday morning.
No. Not only were people who did not like Cantwell there, I mean, although the reporter wasn't friendly, but there were people who, there weren't any obvious haters there. Like, there were reporters and cops, and there weren't any obvious fans there either. Like, he didn't have any, his lover didn't show up, his white nationalist brethren weren't there. They would be pretty obvious if they were there. They weren't there. This was a small courtroom. There were only maybe a dozen people that could sit in the audience seats. Very, very small. So we will inform you as this develops. But speaking of cults, Johnson, of course, the cult of the state is a very scary, a very dangerous cult. They've got their own jargon. They've got their own language, and they're really spooky. You've got a story about cults and language.
And this is something we've talked about before, that, groups, like what defines a cult, and one of the like the things that define a cult, and one of the common things that defines a cult is when a group starts to make up its own language.
Yeah, it's in order jargon.
To create an in-group and an out-group. Mm-hmm. In other words, when the language is specifically designed in a way that is meant to be somewhat concealing of actual meanings,
and it's a signal
specifically to be an insider and an outsider, a signal. Yeah,
right.
When the language is designed in that way, that's how you know you're starting to deal with a cult. And I came across this like meme social media post today that I just was like, this feels super culty, and I need to, examine this a little further.
That's what we're going to do coming up here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Maybe you've got experience in a cult, and you want to tell us about it. 855-453.
In the occult.
855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.